And to accept the fact that my life is not that crazy. It doesn't have to be that crazy. And I can make it manageable. I love theater and all of that. And so I can be dramatic about things. And it feels fun to be dramatic about things. But then there's that drama that is not nice. And it's accepting the fact that I don't have to have that for life to be fun, for life to be enjoyable. It's okay if you got the same things on your cards every day. It really is.
Welcome to the Simplified Organization Podcast, 15-minute conversations with real moms about managing our homes and family life cheerfully to the glory of God. We can actually enjoy housework and love being homemakers when we focus on truth and work with gratitude. I'm Misty Winkler, homemaker for 22 years, homeschool mom of five with two graduates now, and author of the book, Simplified Organization, Learn to Love What Must Be Done. I write and podcast at Simply Convivial, and I run Convivial Circle, a community helping women to excel at homemaking and do life cheerfully. And today I'm joined by a Convivial Circle mentor member, Rachel Younger. Rachel has been wife to her best friend for nearly 18 years. She's a homeschooling mom to two crazy boys. She loves to read, garden, and invest in others. She stays busy with homekeeping, homeschooling, and being involved in the lives of teen girls, their moms, and homeschool moms in all the seasons. So thank you for joining me again on the podcast. You've been a guest before.
Yeah. It's been a while, but yes.
Yeah. You're one of the very first guests.
Yeah. That was way back. Things got real busy after that. So I'm glad to get that done.
Well, this month, our theme on the podcast is the daily card. And I know you have had a long history with the daily card.
Oh, yeah.
So you just want to jump right in and tell us about how you feel about the daily card?
Well, I think I first discovered the daily card working through Work the Plan, which based upon email research, I think that was in 2015. So it's been a while. Or maybe it was simply the Simplified Organization, which came a year or two after that. But I started it when you were using an index card.
Yes.
And you would draw the eye on it. And there was, you know, so there's the four sections.
Yeah. Where top three, I mean nine.
The top nine things. And so I was putting sort of across the top the big task. And then one side was household things, school things, and then some kind of quote across the bottom. And really what I discovered very quickly, it was a lot more than I could do in any one day. Because in 2015, I was, let's see, at the end of the year, I got pregnant with this guy. I had a five-year-old. I was planning to do school with him. And it was, I couldn't get that much done. And dividing out for school, having three things for school, I was like, we start the checklist and we finish the checklist. How do I pick out what three are top? Household, there were so many things that just had to be done every day. I was like, which ones do I pick? How do I do this? How do I come up with a quote to put on there every day? How do I decide what's the big task every day? And it took time, more time than I really had. I have more time now. I might be able to do that now with having a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old. But back then, in eventually having a newborn and a 6-year-old starting school, it just, I couldn't do it. So I did start to iterate. And I, on the school side, I was just doing school. And I would pick out one household. I did simplify it down. And that worked. But then there was that attitude of, I'm writing school on there every single day. I don't like writing the same thing every single day. I like variety. I like to eat different things every week, which is funny because the rest of my family is like, just make the same thing every single week. And I'm like, I want variety. I want different things on my card. So then, and I would leave things unchecked a lot because I just didn't get to it. And you know, that just gnaws at you after a while because don't know, I'm a completionist on a lot of things. I like complete collections and I like things being done. But you wouldn't know that if you looked at my house right now. That's okay. So I had part of that iteration was also just changing my mindset and accepting the fact that when we're doing school, school's on there because there is no way it cannot be on there. I saved some of my old ones from the past couple of weeks. Yes, now I use the little post-it notes.
Nice.
And you will notice, let's see if I can get up there, school. I could show you every single card for 6 weeks and it will have school as one of them. And it was just that mindset of saying, it's okay that school is on there every day. And sometimes it's a very simple one, like this one. I just have school. I had to announce the nature walk and I had a spreadsheet, which is my paid work. And then, you know, sometimes I get dinner on there if I'm doing really good. But it was that mindset of it's okay to have only three. It's okay to just have school on there. I put the date and I'm done. I write three things. And sometimes it's a project. On today's, I have schoolroom reset. That's more of a project. And I know what the tasks are because a reset means a specific thing in our house. And then there are some days when, let's see, this one and this one, they do get more than three. You get additional tasks up here and sometimes here and sometimes here, particularly when there are things like laundry, because you put the laundry, you know, I don't do laundry every day. I don't have enough clothes for everybody. So sometimes I just put it along the side because I need to keep it at the top of my head, my mind. I need to keep it in mind, but it's not something that's going to take just a whole lot of time. So there was a lot of mindset. I decided it was okay if I don't have a quote. I can put quotes in other places and that's all right. And I have to admit, switching to Post-its, one, they're smaller, but two, they have their own sticky. No paperclip was needed. I don't lose them as often. They're easier to keep track of. And that, I needed that. I'm sure you can get index cards that have their own sticky, but it wasn't worth it trying to look for them. And then it was just a mindset issue that I had to overcome. One, it's okay if they're messy because I'm just going to throw them away at the end of the week. And it's okay if there are some weeks I have school and paid work on every single card every day, because that is the big things in my life right at those moments. And there's seasons, you know, we do school and then we take a little time off, and we do school and take some time off. So I have weeks when I can put other things in school on there, but just that accepting it's okay when you have the same thing on there every day. So most of it, there was a little bit of iterating on the like size of the card and what card to use, but most of it is mindset. Most of it was me just accepting having different things, having it neat is not the perfection I'm seeking. That's not the goal. The goal is having something useful and it's okay to throw them away.
Yes. Well, that's what I find with the daily card is that it's like a tool that like confronts us with those mindset things. Yeah. Like it brings up all the issues. So it can feel like, oh no, it's not going to work for me because I'm so resistant. And it's like, well, whatever resistance you have to the daily card is probably what you have to work through to just accept your life and work well within the life that you have.
Mm-hmm. And to accept the fact that my life is not that crazy. It doesn't have to be that crazy. And I can make it manageable. I don't know. I love theater and all of that. And so I can be dramatic about things. And it feels fun to be dramatic about things. But then there's that drama that is not nice. And it's accepting the fact that I don't have to have that for life to be fun, for life to be enjoyable. It's okay if you got the same things on your cards every day. It really is.
Well, and then getting to the end of the day and checking them off and saying, well, one, I checked them off, so that's a win. And two, those really were the important parts of my day. And I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's acknowledging that doing school with my boys is very important. And that's good. It ought to be. Even though it can get kind of dull sometimes and it feels monotonous, that's okay. Such is life sometimes, and this too shall pass.
So you moved from the index card to the sticky note. Where do you keep your sticky note? What do you stick it on?
So for a long time, I had a clipboard with a printed up dashboard, and it had a little square that was sized to just fit the sticky note. I found these neat little dot journals at Walmart, and they're not very big because I get bored with things that are too fat, and so I never finish them. But these are the right size. I think it's pinning gear at Walmart. They're like two something. They're nice. So now I have sort of a week's spread of all kinds. You know, here's my daily step. Somewhere on these pages, we'll get that. And it will probably go here for the rest of this week. And then next week, it might go in a different place somewhere on this spread.
So well, that's your variety, right?
That's my variety, at least right now. And it will change. I'll use these two or three times through and fill up a couple of them, and then I'll find something else, I'm sure. And that's okay that my bookshelf will not have all the same little notebooks lined up beautifully chronologically. That's okay. Even though I think that's what I want, it's not what I
want. So funny how many things perfectionism just keeps us from even trying.
So many things. I see it in myself. I see it in my husband. I see it in my kids. And it's a constant fight.
So if you were just chatting with a friend who said, I don't know about this whole like daily card picking three things, what would be your top recommendation for encouraging her to just try it out?
That you do not, you want to average on three. Some days we'll have two. Some days we'll have four or five. But if you can sort of find that middle of the road, three is a good middle of the road. But that whole Nike theme, just do it. You just gotta try it. Jump in. I would give her a stack of post-its and be like, here, try these. And I have done that with friends. I've been like, here, try these. Here's a notebook. Try it. But I think that would be the encouragement, because most of my friends who would be resistant to it would be resistant because they'd be like, I have way more than three things in any one day. I can't, because everything just always comes up. There's always something coming up. And to just be like, well, start with your three that you know you have to do. And if you add things, that's okay. An average on three.
Yeah, it really is just in the doing it and the trying it out that you come to the process that works for you. And
yeah.
And I like that, not letting the three thing become a perfectionist issue that we get hung up over also.
Because I can get hung up over all the things given the chance.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Rachel. This was very helpful.
Well, thank you for having me. This is fun. And I like to be able to share the things that I have figured out, because I know there's somebody else like me.
Yes.
Somewhere, I'm sure.
It really is just trying the daily card and coming back to it day after day for a week or two, maybe three, that helps the practice make sense and allows us to tweak it to fit our particular needs and situations. Not only do I have the free daily card challenge sheet, which will help you get this practice going in your own life, but inside Convivial Circle, where you'll find Rachel and hundreds of others helping one another with these concepts and practices, all through the month of May, we are going to be working on the Daily Card Challenge. We'll have a similar sheet as the free one that you can sign up to download. But there will be community support all month long for making smart tweaks, for sticking with the practice and seeing other people do it, which helps us come up with ideas of our own to try. Plus, everyone who finishes the Daily Card Challenge in May inside Convivial Circle will get a free sticker pack in the mail as a prize. It's going to be a fun month, really honing and installing a daily card practice so we can do the things that matter most in our homes, our lives, our families. The daily card helps us practice prioritization and learn to love what must be done. So join us inside Convivial Circle for the month of May. Just go to simplyconvivial.com and click the green enroll button to get started right away.